Been a great Ardèche. Brilliant. I have to. Definitely have to commend our Derry comrades for a brilliant job. Very, very well done. So, this is the bit we've all been waiting for, and it's a wee bit nerve-wracking being up here. It doesn't get any easier, you know, to hear that, Kat. Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't. So, we're waiting for the boss, and I'm... Wouldn't it be great if I was talking about Bruce Springsteen? Kerm Faru Nafalcha Dugak Dina Sawalia Agus and Shah and Yera. I'd like to welcome viewers at home to the Sinn Féin Ardèche and Derry. You are very welcome. Communities across Ireland and the Irish abroad are united in their desire for change. These communities have been failed by the austerity of Dublin, London and Brussels. These communities are paying the cost of this in emigration, unemployment and unfair charges. Our people are longing for real change, for a lasting change, and looking to Sinn Féin for leadership. A couple of weeks ago, I was delighted to host our next speaker in Fermanagh, to welcome him to Fermanagh, when again he stood on the side of our community against fracking. The TD for Louth, the President of Sinn Féin, our leader and my friend. Bula Boss Moore Ducteron, Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams.
Mila mai agat Gallier agus Gorula mai agat Michel, and thanks for your work, especially with Michal Colreavy and Martina Anderson in opposing fracking. A harja agus camradaha, the falsha row of a leg hig Ardèche Sinn Féin. A special ted mila falsha to Jim Cullen, to Alan McConnell of the Friends of Sinn Féin in the USA and in Canada, to our friends from Australia, from South Africa, Cuba, the Basque Country, Greece, Britain, and to all our foreign dignitaries, including the Palestinian ambassador. Tonight I call on the Irish government to act on the Sinn Féin motion adopted unanimously by the Dáil, and to recognise the state of Palestine. Taoiseach, if you're watching, Geadit, greetings. Greetings from the north, and Marola Stitsa, Taoiseach. This is not a foreign country. This is Ireland. August Mara Jarfa, Bobby Sands, it's good to be back home in Derry. This is a very special place. The attack on the Civil Rights March on Duke Street in 1968, like the attack in Selma 50 years ago, was caught on camera. Then followed the Battle of the Bogside and Bloody Sunday, the beginning of the end. So go gardaíochas agus buíochas to Winshire, Colum Killia, and particular to the representatives of the Bloody Sunday families who are with us this evening. I also want to thank the representatives from the Londonderry Barnes Forum who came to talk to us. You also are very welcome. The accommodation and loyal order parades here stands out as an example of what can be achieved when citizens have the will to solve problems. So let's see the same approach to contentious parades in Belfast and elsewhere. Best wishes to Mitchell McLaughlin, who recently became Concordia of the Assembly, and to another son of Derry, John Hume, who was central to the peace process. And to Martin McGuinness for his continued courageous and visionary leadership. And these qualities were demonstrated again during the negotiations that led to the Stormont House Agreement. Despite the negative approach of the British and Irish governments and the reluctance by some of the local parties, progress was made and the agreement was achieved. So I want to commend the hard work and dedication of Sinn Féin's executive ministers, our MLAs and our assembly team. And ahas orum, go well multi fohonia acht nagelga fulcheha e Carl Nicollin, go well Michelle O'Neill e Cam Hirsch, Fuin Tuha e Bullal and Muncher Nefermia, August go well John O'Dowd, Fos e Ach Koru Skolana, August go well Jennifer McCann e Cousin Kiarta Dini, August Kiarta Lani. During the Stormont House talks, this party put in place additional protections for children and adults with severe disabilities and for the long-term sick. And we succeeded in protecting those on benefits. We negotiated that there will be no reductions to any benefits under the control of the executive. That's all in the delivery, but that is fundamental to this agreement, and Sinn Féin will hold to that and hold other parties to that commitment. Progress was also made on the issue of parades, flags, emblems and the past. Dealing with the past is very difficult. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Gibraltar killings. Today is Sam Marshall's anniversary. Every day marks an anniversary for someone, for some family, for some community. I hope the Stormont House Agreement will bring closure to victims. That's the intention. And I want to extend solidarity to all the victims' groups who campaign for truth and justice. I want to welcome to this Ardesh representatives from the Ballymurphy massacre families, August Falcha Foster, Reblain Shannon, one of the hooded men. There are those who attacked the Stormont House Agreement. They attacked Sinn Féin. But let's be clear, the agreement did not resolve the issue of British government cuts to the block grant. Over £1.5 billion have been stripped away by London. Those who opportunistically attack us should focus on that. Why should a British government of millionaires have the authority to impose economic punishment on citizens here? So Sinn Féin will oppose austerity north and south. And those... those who argue that power should be handed back to London need to get real. That would be a real disaster. Instead, there needs to be an island-wide campaign to promote progressive policies, and Sinn Féin will build a positive alternative, a positive alliance with all parties who hold to an anti-austerity position, including other parties, the community and voluntary sector, and the trade unions. Austerity is not the solution. It's part of the problem. Sinn Féin is not the problem. We are part of the solution. Agus bei mé a gobar a slava helia, le dina ala a nyak kiarn dan ilion sha, con balak ala a cor con tosig shakas in yenya. Supporting austerity in the north, on the other hand, is a natural, logical extension of Fine Gael and Labour policies. Their budgets have been amongst the most regressive in the state's history. There has been a huge growth in social inequality. A third of our children now live in consistent poverty. Public money, which should be used to end the scandal of patients lying on trolleys, which should be used to house our citizens, to create jobs, is instead being used to repay private bank debt. That's Labour's way. That's Fine Gael's way. That's Frankfurt's way. That's not the Sinn Féin way. During the boom, Sinn Féin called for the wealth to be invested in public services. We called for the wealth to be socialised. We were accused by the establishment parties of fairy tale economics. They have delivered nightmare economics. They refused to socialise the wealth, but they have no problem socialising the debt. Fianna Fáil wrecked the economy, drove hundreds of thousands out of work, forced many of our young people to emigrate, and Fine Gael and Labour made things worse by delivering Fianna Fáil policies. They made working people, senior citizens, patients and children pay the price for private banking greed. And to add insult to injury, hard-pressed citizens were told that the crash happened because we all partied. The Taoiseach said people went mad. Ramesh Atan, 191 individuals held 62 billion of the banking debt. 50% of the Irish loan book of Anglo-Irish Bank was held by just 20 greedy people. They and their political cronies are the golden circle. It's the corrupt bankers and politicians who should be in prison, not the water charge protesters. When I suggested to the Taoiseach on numerous occasions that he should stand up for Irish people at EU summits, he said, "We will not have the word defaulter stamped on our foreheads." He refused to negotiate on bank debt. Neither the Taoiseach nor the Minister of Finance have ever, not once, asked for retrospective recapitalisation of the pillar banks. If and when Sinn Féin have the mandate, we will work with others across the EU to find a sustainable, long-term solution to the Eurozone debt crisis. It wasn't our government. It took the government of Greece to break the conservative pretense that austerity is the only way. So Falcha wrote, Ioulid Iakalotos of Syriza, the Greek Minister for International and Economic Relations. Sinn Féin is the effective voice of opposition in Leinster House. We offer constructive and sustainable solutions, and we have held the government to account. The government claims that a recovery is underway. Now, if it is, it's an unequal and unfair two-tier recovery. Sinn Féin wants to deliver a fair recovery. The cost of the recession has been borne by those who played no part whatsoever in the economic disaster and who are least able to pay. The economy should serve the people, not the other way around. Sinn Féin is pro-enterprise. We believe in a strong, competitive economy which creates real jobs with decent pay and conditions. A strong economy is also required to pay for public services and a living wage for workers, to combat poverty, to support those with disabilities. For that reason, Sinn Féin advocates a model of fair and progressive taxation and stable public finances where everyone pays their fair share, where wealth is used to fund social equality. And that means that in government, Sinn Féin will abolish water charges. We will scrap the property tax. Sinn Féin will introduce a wealth tax. We will bring in a third rate of income tax for those individuals earning over 100,000. That's 7 cents on every euro over 100,000 euro. And Sinn Féin will take a further 200,000 people out of the universal social charge. A fair recovery must be built on real investment in real jobs. Foreign direct investment is an important part of the economic mix on the island of Ireland, but so are the arts, so is the social economy. But the biggest employers on this island are small and medium enterprises. They are the greatest sources of future jobs growth. To Sinn Féin, Tomantcha, Dunadini Shaw, a Hodger. but also for the exploitation of our natural resources for the common good and not merely the profits of multinationals. The economic crisis, the austerity policies of Fine Gael, Labour and Fianna Fáil have forced 500,000 of our people to leave. It is time for our people to come home. But immigrants should not be denied a voice in our democracy. Next week, Sinn Féin will introduce legislation to extend the right to vote in presidential elections to Irish citizens in the north and overseas, as recommended by the Constitutional Convention. Impeam go lighter, or gachbald an aractus, cockyach to horch than a filly shin. The Fine Gael Labour government has also been a disaster for rural Ireland. Rural Ireland needs a new deal. A new deal that will create and retain jobs in rural communities, protect rural schools and services, ensure access to health services, and maximise support for hard-pressed Gaeltacht and island communities. See, that's the thing about rights. You have rights, no matter where you live. And these do include the right to a health service, to an education system, to quality health, childcare, to a home, to a job, to a clean environment, and to civil and religious liberties. Sinn Féin will invest in local authority housing. We will introduce rent controls to help stem the rising tide of homelessness. And families in mortgage distress need to be secure that they will be able to remain in the family home. Last year, Sinn Féin introduced legislation to curb repossessions, to give protections to families in mortgage distress. The government rejected our proposals. Instead, they give the banks a veto. Sinn Féin will end that veto. We feature the Gach ban. Gach far agus gach paisty bar a gumish a bwintamach ach a wine a bubble a ta cothrum. All citizens, whether they live in the Bogside or Ballyborna or on the Shankill or in South Hill, are entitled to equality before the law, regardless of background, sexual orientation or gender. That's why Sinn Féin supports marriage equality for LGBT citizens. Most people... Most people know a family member, a work colleague, a neighbour who is gay, and we love them for who they are. So to na Suirig, to na Suirig Shaw I Gert Cothrum na Fianna. On May the 22nd, Sinn Féin is calling for a resounding yes vote. The centenary of events from 1912 to 1922, from the signing of the Ulster Covenant to the Civil War, provides a unique opportunity for all our people, North and South, nationalist and unionist, to critically examine our past. The fact is that the revolutionary period was followed by a counter-revolution. That's why Ireland is partitioned. Two conservative states with narrow-minded, mean-spirited, selfish elites were created. Our people suffered, emigrated, and died as a result. Our potential is stunted, our communities divided. It's little wonder that the response of the Irish government to these centenaries has lacked ambition and substance. It's little wonder they don't want to celebrate the proclamation. For their part, they're embarrassed for its relevance and by its relevance for Ireland today. For our part, the 1916 proclamation remains the mission statement of modern Irish republicanism. The government's failure to protect the national monument in Moore Street has also been shameful. Moore Manaira, Maclan Féin, a Yeal, a Wahar. In the years ahead, and in the next year especially, Sinn Féin will celebrate at home and abroad the courage and vision of those who participated in the Easter Rising. Our goal, like theirs, is to build a real republic. But Sinn Féin on our own cannot transform politics or the social and economic conditions. There are strong elements in both parts of the island who are against positive change. They include unionists who see no alternative to the union, but there are others who are not so sure. They too have been politicised by recent developments, in particular the peace process. They're also learning that austerity is the price of the union. Republicans have to listen and pay heed to constructive criticism of our alternatives. The unionist parties say, for example, that they're against Irish unity, but they will support measures that are to the mutual advantage of both sections of our people. That's welcome. That's sensible. We have to build and hold them to that. Politics in both parts of the island are in a state of flux. Many people now realise that it doesn't make sense to have two economies, two education systems, two health systems, two tax codes, two currencies on one small island. The sense of one Ireland, one island, can work for everyone. And I believe we need a national conversation in all of this, a conversation about the future. I believe all progressive, genuinely progressive social and political forces across this island, including unionists and working class loyalists, should develop a common platform for progress. A new citizens' charter encapsulating fundamental principles could take us to a citizen-centred, rights-based society. It could be a new departure in Irish politics. Ní neart go cur le héile. The people of this island, whether urban or rural, from whatever background or tradition, share a common history. Our futures are bound together. We who are Republicans, we need reminding again and again that our flag is orange. I'll say it again. Our flag is orange. It's orange as well as green. Orange is part of what we are. That's our challenge. That's our great potential, to unite orange and green in equality and mutual respect. The immediate period ahead will see elections to the Dáil, Westminster, the Assembly, and the by-election in Carlow, Kilkenny. Is he Cathleen Function or Niarrahor and Sinn? Cahimé of Aislear. Bay Kit Alurig Bua. Ta Sinn Féin Alurig Bua, the Cathleen Function in Sinn. So let's be ambitious, not just for ourselves, but for our people. On May the 7th, the people of the North will go to the polls, and I want to wish good luck to all of our candidates here. In the South, the imposition of an unfair water charge has been the final straw for many, many families, and the huge demonstrations are proof of that. The water charge protesters should be released from prison. I want to share something with you. There's a little clock on this screen. It tells me how much time I have left, but I can't see it. Because it's just tilted against me, so... And I just wanted to share that with you. Sinn Féin has seen unprecedented growth in the last European and local government elections, thanks to the work of our activists and especially our voters. And I want to especially thank all of those people who voted for Sinn Féin. But we have done our Niarrahorí. Mavwehis, the Narnirahori, August Goharaha, Lesh Nadini, a hugboti doing. I especially want to commend our MPs, our TDs, our Shanadori, our MLAs, all of our councillors, and our MEPs, Martina, Matt, Leah, Lynn. Happy International Women's Day, Matt. As our political strength increases, our opponents have become more strident. There has been a tsunami of untruth and smears against us. It didn't work. And it didn't work because of you. Because people listened to the lies and they looked at you. They looked at their neighbours, their family members, their work colleagues. And they said, the Shinner I know isn't like the one depicted in the independent group of newspapers and by our political opponents. So thank you for your steadfastness, your diligence. Thank you all for your work. It's little wonder the establishment is worried. It's little wonder that Enda and Joan are worried. And they and their cronies will be even more strident in the run-in to the elections. So brace yourselves. They know the people want change. Sinn Féin wants a mandate for government. I believe we can win that mandate. And Sinn Féin will not prop up either a Fine Gael or a Fianna Fáil-led government. And why is that? Because Sinn Féin wants to lead the next government. The future hasn't been written yet. Let's write it together. Let's ask the people to give us the chance. Let's ask the people to make the change. Let's make it happen. Let's go forward together. Let's make the change. Our island, they hail you, and I can see the clock now, and we're finished. Gormila Margaret. Major Isla or on the bean la Leah Lee Reed. Hey, hey.
Sheena Fina Fire. Atafria egeren Windar slu Archindorani hum Fuivaj vesir Shanchir Arshin Shafasta Ni Iver Fintir Anafintrail Anot Ahim Sawar No Will Ligan Er Heel On Warsh No Seal Legon Israel We law and I believe, shall live, Yanni, or I.